Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hatton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Hatton. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Mays moves to third. Irvin moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays scores. Irvin moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Hatton covering, for the out. Irvin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton fires to first and has Mueller trapped. There's the throw to Smalley who tags Mueller for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermansky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Hermansky reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jansen, and towards Dark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Edwards to Leonard to Jackson, who tags Thompson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen bunts in front of the plate. Edwards scoops up the ball and tags Jansen for the out. Mueller moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Irvin steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irvin moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Phil Cavaretta. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer bunts towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanky covering, for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The slide. Westrum applies the tag. Jeffcoat is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Connors now playing first base. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jansen hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman is walked intentionally. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mixes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hermansky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum catches it and throws to second to double up Mixes. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jansen hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Mickey Owen pinch hits for Bruce Edwards. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley is walked intentionally. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ervin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ervin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ervin moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thompson is walked intentionally. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Ervin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ervin scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.